Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, last week the Thai military took over the reins of government. They forbade the former leader of ever returning to Thai soil under threat of arrest or worse. They restricted the freedoms of Thai citizens, and they ordered their troops to do what?
I read something else about this week, but I don't think this is the answer, that they were restricting exotic dancers and from hanging around the tanks.
Which magazine did you read that in, Tom? Or did you...
No, that's not exactly it.
No, so... This is kind of stop flirting with the go-go dancers hanging around their tanks?
No, it's
Can you toss me a hint?
I can't tell. It's sort of a public relations campaign. They want to project the image of a kinder, gentler military coup.
Smile?
Yes. The Thai troops controlling the streets have been ordered to all smile.
I would think the dancers would help with that.
You'd think. Losing your civil liberties does not have to be a downer. The new rulers of Thailand have picked a former beauty queen to be their official spokesperson, put more female troops out in patrol, and they have ordered all on-duty soldiers to smile. One British tourist said of the toothy troops, they're all positively beaming. They have been also ordered to be friendly, to pose for pictures, and even let tourists hold their guns. I love that. Any soldier caught frowning will be severely punished until his mood improves.
So is the former president going to like parachute in 900 people who look like sunburned Germans and have them hold the guns and take the country back over again?
That'd be clever.
Yeah.
Tom, when customs officials at Los Angeles International Airport questioned a man suspected of smuggling rare animals into the country, he answered them by saying what?
That's not a snake in my pants.
You're so close.
I knew it was going to be something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I know, I'm getting to know you, Peter.
Yeah, basically. Does anybody know what was you have to say? Do you
he
know?
He said there's monkeys in my pants.
Yes, he said in the manner of the hero of Midnight Express, throwing up his arms. He said, "I have monkeys in my pants."
And they immediately saw what kind of weird phrase book he was learning English from.
Yes. Back in 2002, Robert Cusack knew he couldn't fool customs agents when the rare birds of paradise he was smuggling popped out of his suitcase and flew over their heads. Customs agents were going, wait a minute. They eventually confiscated 4 birds, the debriefed monkeys, 50 rare orchids, and a pair of leopard cats that were being carried by his traveling companion. That same companion was finally apprehended this week by some time in the LAM and will be stuffed into a compact shaving kit for extradition back to the United States.
Isn't it ridiculous that you can't get shampoo and toothpaste through customs, but, you know, just they stop you for leopards and orchids and monkeys?
Yeah.
I just have this wonderful vision of the bird of paradise flying out of the suitcase with a sock on its head. Trailing some old underwear behind it.
I read this story and I'm like, if you had 2 monkeys in your pants...
I'd be very happy to see you.
I know. But if you had 2 monkeys in your pants, would there be any earthly need to alert other people verbally to that situation?